Yeah, like you sound like an alien,
Oh, that's great.
really.
Maybe I am an alien.
You actually sound like one right now, unfortunately.
Why is that unfortunate? Maybe I want to sound like an alien.
Oh my God. I think you are. Maybe you're like a saint from a alien planet or something.
What is your name?
My name is Kate. I'm turning 30 this year. I just became single about a month ago.
And how long have you been following my material for?
I don't even know how long ago. It's been a long time. Maybe like 3 years ago?
Okay. When you first found my material, what kind of issues or challenges were you having in your love life?
3 years ago, I didn't want to break up with my ex-boyfriend. I was still dating him at the time, and I didn't want to break up, but he still broke up with me, and I was really, really heartbroken, probably for the first time, I would say. I just felt like really desperate. I felt so hurt, and I felt like I was just such in despair that I needed to do something, but I didn't know what. So literally, I just Googled how to get my ex-boyfriend back. I think your website just sort of like came up first. But I mean that before. I have read many other materials just on Cosmo or something, Cosmopolitan website, or even there is even a movie about he's just not that into you or something. And
Oh,
there could be,
yeah.
yeah. There's just many other informal, I would say, version of how to deal with a man. But I think when I stumbled upon your website in desperation, I just felt like I needed to do that because there's nothing else that I can go by. And it sounded, I don't know why, whatever that was written there, whatever you wrote there, just sounded like it was right and correct. Especially, I think I read what men find a woman attractive. I think you probably listed about 12 items there.
Yeah.
And when I read through that, I was exactly not doing all those items for whatever you listed there. And then I felt like it just sounded so correct and right. And I wouldn't say in a biased way, I think I felt like it was just right because that's the truth. And when you read, so when you, I think when you just know what the truth is, I think you just accept it because you just can't deny it. So that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to purchase How to Get Your Ex-Boyfriend Back, the program. And I mean, at the time when I was buying that program, pretty much I was so destroyed over that breakup at the time. I really wanted my boyfriend back, and I really didn't want that breakup to be permanent position, and I was still so in love with my boyfriend, and I literally just couldn't live through my life. A lot of times, if you're hurt or if you fail on something, you still can somehow live through your life. And at the time, I was just so distracted by this breakup. At the time, I couldn't even get out of the house. Like, I felt so anxious to even go out of the house, or even I couldn't even function normally at work. I just felt like I was being antisocial, and I mean, I was ex beauty pageant and dancer, but for some reason, and it's not like I was out of shape or anything. I was probably in the most fit I've ever been in that time too, and it was nothing to do with how I look. It was nothing to do with how I appear. I think it was just the whole breakup and how it ended. It really made me feel so terrible, just inside and out. I just felt like I was not important, and somehow I messed things up, and then I got dumped by my 4 year of relationship boyfriend at the time. So I just had to do something. And then I bought your program, and for some reason, I think it's not only the material, but also like your voice. You sounded so calm, but then at the same time, you sounded like you really know what you're talking about, especially when you talk about male psychology and as well as how I feel at the moment. Each chapter in the audio program, as I went through, I felt like, that's exactly how I feel right now. Hmm. How do you know? It's like, as if you're there, like, in person. I've never met you, but I felt like as if I was in a conversation with you. So I started listening to it, and I literally religiously listening to it every single day. So I couldn't even wait till the work to get off to come back home and listen to this, because I was so anxious all day long.
Yeah.
But then it was like my little comfort food almost, or like comfy blanket or whatever you call it. It was my emotional rock at the time. And like, it just, it's like, I've never known you, but I felt like I could rely on you through this audio program. I felt like that's my only resource to get by at the time. And it really helped me to get by. And as I was listening to your audio program, probably on the third times or something, I repeated so many times from one to the last chapters. I think on the third times or so, I think I felt so much better. And I felt like there was a hope. And I felt like I can do this all over again. I feel like whether he's there or not, like you said in your program, I felt like I could be this amazing person just to be happy. And I just wanted to live through my life, because it's not worth for me to cry over it or stay unhappy. I felt like that's what I have to do. And you know, even when I started feeling better and I started going to work out, I started, you know, doing everything that makes me happy, and literally I became so happy, but I still listen to your program and I stay on track of it. And I even went on furthermore, like how you mentioned about self-growth. So, you know, I really don't like reading. I don't know why. I mean, I study a lot in university, maybe because at the time I was still a university student. I really just didn't want to read anything more, and hence I just never really read on the side. But because I went through your program, you really mentioned about how important it is to work on self-growth. So I really went on to this self-help books that you recommended. I think I read Dr. Wayne Dyer's inspiration book. I picked that up. I started meditating every morning. And this is me still being broken up probably 2 months at the time. I think by the 2 months hit, for some reason, and this is 2 months after the breakup, but when I started your program, I think after 2 weeks, I felt like alive. I felt like I can do anything I want. And this is not just about breakup. It's just, it was such a huge amount of surge that I can do anything and I can be a happy person, and it's all in my hands and I can choose to be happy. And I don't know, it was just like a huge transformation that I went through. And it's only because of the audio program. And the funny thing is, I picked that audio program up to get my ex-boyfriend back. But overall, I think I really started working on myself more. And it was sort of like a turning point for me to really look at myself honestly, and to really look at my life and just look at anything with a clear, like a clarity mind. And I've really changed a lot since then. And at the end, after 2 weeks later, I think I got my, after 2 weeks later, I was so happy. I just didn't even care if I had my ex-boyfriend back or not at the time. I just started being happy. And eventually, I think my ex reached out to me to go for a lunch just for the last time, because we haven't seen each other for 2 months at the time. And when I went out, I really wasn't even expecting, because I was so happy just being myself. And you know, I had all this assurance going through your program that I'm a good person and that I'm a unique person and that I can choose to be happy. So by the time and even I followed your instruction, how you say first thing you could do would be like laughing at your breakup. And literally, like when I met him up, I literally made a joke about the breakup, and I was just like literally just having a good lunch. Wasn't even expecting, hey, like, let's get back together or not. And maybe like after half an hour lunch, he literally just asked me, as we were leaving the restaurant, he literally just pulled me aside, hugged me and kissed me. He said he really missed me and he really just wanted to get back together. And he was tearing up. It's like, I've never seen that ever. And later on I asked him, did you ever plan on getting back together before this lunch when you're coming to have lunch with me? And he said, no, he wasn't. But he said, when he saw me being so happy and There's something about it. He said he was so mesmerized again, as if he fell in love with me all over again.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what type of things do you think you were doing wrong in the relationship before that point, before the breakup, everything that led to the breakup? What are some of the things that you learned about in the program and that you learned to correct?
I think number one is I probably was what you call it, a person with a huge ego, like big ego.
Mm-hmm.
But probably worse by 10 times. And now.
By 10 times.
So probably, yeah. So or you could even say 200% more, whatever that could be. So basically, if you watch a Mean Girls movie or any, I don't know, like this crazy, I don't even know where to describe. So if you just watch any movie or any soap opera, you know, there are mean girls who are looking good or they dress really well. They only care about how they appear. And they're so competitive in every single way, how they come off and how they look. And they got the best look, but yet they're so self-conscious and they have this anger issue, I would say. Mm-hmm. They're always upset at something, easily get upset. And I think I was so entitled, like very entitled, because I'm this good looking and because I'm this pretty, I need to be treated this way. So I think what you exactly said in the audio program, how you nailed it by saying you probably have your way how the relationship should be. And I think I really had that. Like I had this high standard as I was growing up as a young girl and to young woman. I always had this standard issue where, oh, I wouldn't date this type of person, or, oh, I would never go out with this person. This all checklist to do. And as well as, you know, it wasn't like I wasn't educated. I was going through university, one of the top university in the world, and I went through a difficult program. And, you know, I consider myself as, like, the driven, educated, smart, intelligent woman. Like, so, you know, beauty with the brain. So, again, I had this huge entitlement where everything has to be a certain way, and I have that one. Everything has to be a certain way. And I have to get what I want. And it's not because certain values of what I have, it's because of my look, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to do with or accomplishments. I think it's nothing to do with my personality, or maybe it was part of it, but I would emphasize, oh, I have such a kind personality. Somehow I make that up. I don't even know why, because I think that's how I present myself, although I'm quite evil inside, I would say. I'm a very jealous person, a very paranoid person, and competitive person. But I always describe myself as I'm a very kind-hearted, that I don't ever compare myself to anybody. Like, I completely lie, pretty much. I always say, because I'm a kind-hearted person, and because I'm this good-looking, and because I'm this educated, and because all these accomplishments that I've achieved in life, that I feel like as though I deserve a perfect relationship, like mm-hmm. any other fairy tale you can imagine. And in my world at the time, nobody can say no. And everyone should say yes because of my look. And I really have, and especially my boyfriend at the time, have to go through that. I would literally ask him every single day, hey, who's the best looking girl? And I would compare myself to like celebrity. Mm. And if the answer isn't me, I would retrain him by getting really mad at him, saying, what am I lack of? Or, you know, how can you say that I'm not as good looking as she is? I would like kick all the flaws out of the Hollywood celebrities.
Yeah.
And then I would eventually get the answer that I want. And eventually when I ask the questions over and over again, next few days or a few months or a year, couple of years down the road, he's not completely trained the way I want him to answer. And other things, you know, like everything pretty much, I basically literally control over the relationship, and I was paranoid that if he ever, I think I had this type of value. I would never date a guy if he ever looks away from me and ever, if he ever checks out another girl. I would mm-hmm. never be with that guy. And that was my value at the time. So basically, I felt like I needed to be fully in control of him. So I would even, like, monitor his phone or pretty much everything.
You would snoop through his phone?
No, I literally told him that I can, you know, go through his phone all the time. And I would, like, literally interrogate him if I ever see him, like, looking away from me and checking out another girl, if I ever felt that, I would interrogate him like for hours on end as if I was destructive. And then that led to fight, or if like I would say, hey, you need to take me out for an expensive wine and dining all the time because that's what I deserve. Mm-hmm. Or like if I hear somebody, oh, some boyfriend treated this girl this way, I have to make him do even more. Because I felt like I'm the most good-looking girl. I have to get the most love from my man. And that should be an example to everybody. Like, this is how much I'm loved because I'm this good-looking. And I think that's how I think a lot of good-looking people or celebrities or whoever else around you who's the best-looking, I think that's how they try to portray themselves as if they got everything they want. Mm-hmm. Love of life, their career, their status, everything, the look. You know, I think I was trying to portray that perfect life, perfect relationship, perfect look, perfect everything. And I would tell people, oh, I'm not perfectionist, but actually I try to control everything so that it appears that way. And I felt really nasty inside of my own heart because I knew who I am truly. Like, you know, you can't lie to yourself.